two of the leading athletes in women's sports announced this week that they are retiring. Yesterday, top-ranked tennis champion Justine Henin said she is leaving the sport at the ripe old age of 25. A day earlier, the golf great Annika Sörenstam said she would leave the game at the age of 37. Christine Brennan is still working. She's a columnist for USA Today, a regular guest in this program, still working at the age of what, 27, 26?
Yeah, a little bit older than both of those women, yes.
So why would Henin retire at age 25?
Yeah, it's a great question, and there's two back-to-back, you know, one and then the other. It's like, what's going on in women's sports? I think we're finding that these women want to have a life. And isn't that refreshing in today's sports world? You know, we're oversaturated with everything and all the networks and the nonstop, and sports is life, right? And especially the kids in America, it's you know, what could there be but sports? Well, you consider Justine Henin. She's 25, but she's been playing tennis on the pro circuit for 10 years. She's in her 10th year. She's won 7 Grand Slam titles. She's done it all. She's got close to $20 million. More important, she is reconciled with her estranged family. Recently, she's done that after 10 years being away from them. So I think she's finding she'd like to do more things. She said the tank is empty. The flame is out. Why not quit? And she quit on the spot, whereas Annika Sörenstam, the golfer, will finish, go through the end of the year.
So now, when politicians say, I want to quit to spend more time with my family, we usually don't believe it. But in this case, we can believe it.
I think we can.
And because Michael, this is, for 10 years, this is all-consuming? This is all you can possibly do?
Well, consider that the age, you know, of course, she was 15 when she was on the tour,
yeah.
Or 16, but when she started, but also the preparation. I mean, you think of the little girl sports that we've watched over the years, and we've talked about gymnastics and figure skating and tennis. Golf is now becoming more of a younger girl sport, teenagers playing well. So the reality is that this is their entire life. And the case of Annika Sörenstam, the 37-year-old Swede, one of the greatest to ever play the game, she's always wanted to have a life. She's taken time away to go to cook and be a homebody from Sweden, a little bit more garbo than anything else. She's also now engaged to be married, and she'd like to have a family. She'll be 38 in October, so that makes sense.
Although if Sörenstam were to follow the example of other golfers who get into their relatively later years, she could play occasionally for another 10 years, another 20 years, even longer if she wanted to.
Cameo appearances, I wouldn't be surprised to see that. I think in golf you can. She could host her own tournament and play in that. Nancy Lopez is 51 years old and still occasionally plays. And I think, Annika, for many people, they remember the 2003 men's PGA Tour event, the Colonial, down in Fort Worth, Texas, that she played in. She didn't make the cut, but she handled it so beautifully, waving to every little girl with their dad in the gallery 10, 15 deep. So I think Annika Sörenstam has that ability now, even though she's always been kind of the reluctant Swede, to actually do more things like that, to occasionally pop up at a tournament, try her hand at it. If she misses the cut, so be it. She's got so many business ventures on the side.
So very briefly, do these retirements leave either sport, golf and tennis, short of stars?
No, not at all. In fact, again, they're coming waves of them, Steve. You know, Title IX, we've talked about a lot, 1972 law, that is just producing more and more young women playing these sports at a very high level.
Well is that part of the reason they're retiring? I'm 25. I can't keep up with these young upstarts.
Well, certainly some of tennis, you know, really has a history of grinding them up, chewing them out. The Williams sisters have taken some breaks in the past. I think that has allowed them to rejuvenate, so they're not having moments like Justine Henin has had now.
Christine Brennan is keeping up. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
She's an author and sports columnist for USA Today.